Welcome to the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michelson. This week, we're talking with a great panel, Stuttering John Melendez, one of our favorites, Jessica Levinson, another one of our favorites, and a new panelist for the first time, Peter Von Voorhees. And a little background story, something really interesting happened while we were taping our first interview, which is with Katie Porter. Katie Porter and Katie Hill, both freshman Democrats from Southern California, are often confused. And as we were getting ready to tape this interview, Katie Hill stepped up to the camera and put in her earpiece and started talking to me. And I was like, Congresswoman Hill, I mean, it's great to talk to you, but we were expecting Congresswoman Porter, like, in the right place. And she said, oh, I'm here for CNN's Chris Cuomo. Well, that was next door. So she moved out. Katie Porter moved in. And towards the end of our interview, we ended up having sort of a nice cameo with Congresswoman Hill and Congresswoman Porter, the Katie Caucus, as they call themselves, which was really kind of fun. And they both relaxed a lot, and it was really interesting to see. So that's what's going on when you hear Katie Hill walk into it. I hope you enjoy this episode. Take a listen.
I'm Alex Michelson. This week, the issue is anti-Semitism.
Our problems are not about what's going on here in the House floor. They are emblematic of the larger conversation that we need to be having in this country.
Congresswoman Katie Porter weighs in on those notorious swastika cups, which have made one Orange County high school a touchstone for addressing hate in America. And she's joined unexpectedly by another Congresswoman, Katie, on this International Women's Day. Plus, as congressional Democrats intensify pressure on the president rising above it all, literally, his poll numbers are up. Is he the 2020 front runner? Here to debate that and more, Loyola Legal Eagle, Jessica Levinson, legendary broadcaster, Stuttering John Melendez, and a first timer to the show, conservative prodigy, Peter Van Voorhees. Plus. The question of the day for music lovers, knowing what we know now, can we still enjoy Michael Jackson and R. Kelly's music, or should we beat it and move on? The issue is, starts right now. And welcome to The Issue Is. I'm Alex Michelson. Our guest tonight, right in the middle of the biggest political fights, Katie Porter is with us from Capitol Hill. She's a freshman Democratic congresswoman from Orange County who's already making a name for herself. Congresswoman, welcome to The Issue Is.
Thank you so much.
So this is International Day of Women, and you are part of this historic freshman class of women. You come in to Congress as a single mom representing Orange County. What does being a part of that class mean, and what does having all those women in Congress mean?
We have a historic class of women, but we are still only at 23% women here in Congress, and really reflecting both the racial, ethnic diversity of the women in this country. That's what this class is about.
Now, one of the members of that class has already gotten into some controversy, which is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She said this, we want to put this up on the screen, referring to AIPAC, which is the American Israel Political Action Committee. Quote, I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push allegiance to a foreign country. Do you think that that was an appropriate thing to say?
I do not. I do not agree with Representative Omar, and I'm not sure she understood the weight of her words and why they were so hurtful to so many of her colleagues and so many people in this country. I also don't think that the kind of Islamophobic attacks that we have seen levied against Representative Omar are appropriate, efforts to link her to things like 9/11. This is hate in another form, and I think we have to speak out against all these forms of hate, and that's what today's vote on the House floor was about.
So that vote was basically Congress saying that we're against hate. Pretty much everybody in Congress voted for it, with the exception of a few Republicans. The president says that Democrats aren't going far enough when it comes to anti-Semitism. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the president's own rhetoric, we know, has greatly inflamed the dialogue in this country around immigrants and around different religious groups. And we know that in his time in office, we've seen hate crimes grow significantly. In Orange County, we had a terribly troubling anti-Semitic incident this very last weekend. So our problems are not about what's going on here in the House floor. They are emblematic of the larger conversation that we need to be having in this country about tolerance and about respect for those with different religions and also differences of opinion about how to move forward on complicated issues like Middle East policy.
Let's talk about another issue, which is Equifax. You have gone viral for this grilling that you gave to the head of Equifax when you asked him about his personal information after, of course, the data breach when so many people's personal information was released. Here's what happened. Take a look.
My question for you is whether you would be willing to share today your Social Security, your birth date, and your address at this public hearing.
I would be a bit uncomfortable doing that, Congresswoman. If you'd so oblige me, I'd prefer not to.
So talk to us about that moment and what you made of it.
144 million Americans have their data at risk because of Equifax, and yet Equifax is trying to deny that that created any harm to those consumers. And so I think it's important that here in Congress, we're making sure that we're holding huge corporations accountable when they do break the law and they do hurt consumers.
The Green New Deal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the people who's been really a vocal supporter of this concept of kind of revolutionizing things when it comes to the green economy going forward. Are you a supporter of the Green New Deal?
I am not a supporter of the Green New Deal, but make no mistake, its basic premise, which is that climate change is a grave problem and that we have been too slow and too hesitant to respond, is exactly right. But what I'm interested in doing, what I was sent here by Orange County voters to do, is to take action. And passing a resolution with its a broad statement of general principles isn't going to do that.
Well, this is your first time on this show, and we'd like to play some games on this show, including the name game. So that's a little Beyonce, and we're going to ask you the first thing that pops in your mind when you hear the names of some of these well-known figures, okay? One word or short phrase. So the first one is President Donald Trump.
Can I just make a sad face?
Okay. Vice President Mike Pence.
More sad face?
President Barack Obama.
Leadership.
Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
Empty.
Senator Kamala Harris.
Sparkling.
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Bright.
You're kind of in an interesting place with Senator Warren and Senator Harris. Senator Warren was your old college professor. Senator Harris hired you when she was California Attorney General. They're now running against each other for president. What do you do?
I could not be happier if we ended up with either a Senator Warren or a Senator Harris, because I know they'll both deliver the kind of values and the kind of results that the American middle class needs.
All right, that's a good political answer there. That's why you're a politician, right? All right, let's talk about, we're going to try something new. This is a new game called Either Or. So this is where we get to know you a little bit better by you pick either this or either that. So let's begin with this, either a romantic comedy or an action movie?
Action movie.
Either a rock concert or a country music concert?
Country music concert.
Either a day at the beach or day in the mountains?
Day at the beach.
Either Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm?
Legoland. My kids are too little. They were too little to go to either of the others, really.
Either football or baseball?
Baseball.
Either In-N-Out or Shake Shack?
In-N-Out.
Another thing we like to do on this show is we like to play music, and the Dixie Chicks' The Long Way Around is your choice for song. Why this? Why is this your favorite song?
So the song talks about kind of the top of the world came tumbling down 2 years ago. And I think that's how a lot of voters felt with the election of Donald Trump. And so the song kind of reminds me of the importance of hearing voices, including voices of, amazingly talented women like the Dixie Chicks.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your voice and advocating for what you believe in. And thank you for joining us on The Issue Is.
We thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take the time. And please say hi to Katie Hill for us.
I
see her right behind you. Yeah. Do you want to have a moment together?
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
Hi, Katie Hill.
He's Alex Michelson.
Oh, we got the two Katies. So what's it like being together? You know, that these two Katies. Talk about your dynamic together.
We love each other.
We're the two Katies. We started something called Katie Palooza.
We did, yep.
Which is whenever we come together, it's a party.
And people get us mixed up constantly. Did you hear about what happened with the...
Yeah, we got hooked up to the wrong cameras and microphones. So, yeah, it's great to have such a strong, wonderful partner in Congress.
We've got the Katie Caucus. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of great things.
We did Katie Valentine's to each other.
We did.
What is the Katie Caucus? What should everybody know about the Katie Caucus?
We are strong, progressive women that are doing great things for California, and that we're going to take Congress in a whole different direction. We're really excited about it.
And we're willing to work together. We understand the value of teamwork to deliver results for Southern California.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened where people have confused the two of you?
Somebody congratulated me for my great work on the Oversight Committee.
I was like,
wrong Katie.
Yeah, I've gotten congratulated for my work on financial services.
For Equifax. Yeah, people are just struggling. But this is a good problem to have.
Kind of almost take credit for each other's stuff. So it's
we used to say during the campaign, like, if you're confused, just vote Katie.
Yeah, exactly. Vote Katie.
That worked. Well, Katie Hill and Katie Porter. Nice to talk with both of you guys. Two of our favorite Issue Is guests at the same time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got a lot more to get to with our panel. They're standing by right now, including Stuttering John Melendez, Jessica Levinson, Peter Van Voorhees. The Issue Is comes right back. Welcome back. At his campaign rallies, President Trump likes to play this song. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need. Well, interesting new poll results this week from the NBC and Wall Street Journal. Look at this. 41% of voters say that they will probably or definitely vote for President Trump. At this time in their presidencies, 45% of people said the same about President Obama. Just 38% of people said the same about Clinton. And of course, both them won re-election. Well, a few months ago on The Issue Is, CNBC's Jane Wells said this president likely will too.
How do you not reelect this guy, even if you think he's a buffoon?
So let's talk about that more with our panel. Look who's back, Jessica Levinson.
Thank
she
you.
Was there for that.
Got a new top on.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Don't like that outfit, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. John Melendez dressed up for us this week.
Yes, I did.
Talking about great tops. He comes to us. Of course, you know him as Stuttering John. It's now almost a year into the popular podcast, the Stuttering John podcast. He's also the author of the hilarious memoir, Easy for You to Say.
Yes.
Jessica Levinson is back. If you're running for election and determined to conduct an ethical campaign, Jessica Levinson is the woman to consult. That's her specialty as a law professor at Loyola.
Oh, my high school footage. Thank you.
She was a part of the Los Angeles Ethics Commission. And for the first time with us, Peter Van Voorhees. He's barely out of college, but he's already making a name for himself as a conservative strategist. Here he is on NRA TV. He's now running his own firm, Magnum Strategies. That is when he's not hobnobbing with the likes of Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, or Ivanka Trump, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Talk about friends in high places, and now he's here with us. Welcome to you all. Does President Trump deserve re-election?
I mean, 41%, that means that it's not even half. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, this is a country that made the Macarena a number one hit song, okay?
I think President Trump deserves re-election partially because of his own virtue, but mostly because of the lack of virtue on, you know, the side of the Democrats. You have all of these people who immediately went on and signed on to the Green New Deal, almost all of the main candidates. And unless you have someone like Joe Biden who comes in, I think it's going to be very, very likely that the president's re-elected just because there's no Democrat frontrunner.
John?
It's interesting that you bring up Joe Biden because Joe Biden is our only hope. Joe Biden, our only hope. Because Joe Biden has the ability to go to the gutter just like Donald Trump. And no, I don't think Trump is going to be reelected because it's going to be hard to get reelected when you're in prison.
You think he's going to prison? Jessica, what are your thoughts on this topic?
I don't think he's going to prison for a host of legal reasons. But my thought is that I do think that he has a chance of being reelected, a real chance. And I think, frankly, it's despite the fact that he has no kind of credibility on the world stage domestically, despite the fact that I think that he's openly racist, misogynistic, and has violated the law on a number of levels.
That's absolutely ridiculous. This guy would not have he would not have had the first female CIA director. He would not have had Nikki Haley. He would not have, you know, if he's anti-Semitic, as so many people claim, he would not have, you know, Jewish son-in-law and a daughter. It's one of those things people say, you know, oh, because he did these little things. It's ridiculous. They just don't like him as president, and they're willing to do anything they can to shut him down.
That you don't have to point to a few anecdotal people where, look, he hired a woman. Look, he knows a Jew. What you have to do is look to his statements. That's all you have to do.
It's his daughter.
Yeah, but wait, he didn't choose the son-in-law.
Yeah.
I would also say that what you need to do is look at his statements. For instance, his acknowledgement openly of sexual assault, his acknowledgement of Charlottesville. There's good people on both sides.
For better or for worse, a lot of the American people just feel like they're not being represented. And I feel like it's a time where we have a president who calls it like he sees it. And at the end of the day, if it's bad, then vote him the hell out in 2020.
We have a president who's lied historically more than any other president combined. And so this idea that we just don't like the policy, I think, is really obscuring the point here.
Well, here's a fact. The Jonas Brothers have new music this week. Can you believe that? The Jonas Brothers are back, the Joe Bros. So their new song is I'm a Sucker for You. You know what I'm a sucker for? A great podcast. And I've got a new one with John Melendez. We just taped a special podcast with Stuttering John where he tells some incredible stories about Howard Stern, Jay Leno, and more. We hope you listen to it. A lot of surprises in there. And you can stream that in all of our past shows in podcast form. Just search for The Issue Is wherever you stream. Up next, should census workers ask if you're a citizen? It's actually a huge deal for California. We're going to tell you about it when we come back. You like this song?
This is totally my genre.
You're all Joe Bros? It's not bad, right? I mean, it's better than their older stuff.
You must have loved the Macarena.
Hello, ma'am. I am a census taker with the U.S. Census Bureau.
Oh, terrific. Good for you. Bye.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Hang on.
That's Tina Fey with Betty White on SNL joking about the census. It seems like a boring topic, but it's actually hugely important to determine how much federal money we get and how many members of Congress we get here in California. The president wants census workers to ask everyone, are you a citizen? This week, a second judge ruled that they cannot do that. But this case could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Back with our panel to talk about that, Stuttering John Melendez, Peter Van Voorhees, and Jessica Levinson. And Jessica, you're the constitutional law expert of the group. So is there a constitutional right for them to do that?
No, I don't think that there is. In fact, two judges have said that there is not, that this is, in fact, arbitrary and capricious that you would ask this question. And in the intro you mentioned is that this could go to the Supreme Court. It is going to the Supreme Court the last week of April because they have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to print that question before the census goes out. Now, so the argument that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has made is we need that information in order to enforce voting laws. That has been undercut by all of the statements that he's made on and off the record, which is this has nothing to do with preserving voting laws, that this is actually to do with, frankly, trying to scare some people into not responding to the census.
I want this to be decided as someone who believes in originalism and textualism, as I understand it, not as an attorney, and I think it should be decided as such. But that's my opinion.
But if you're deciding in originalism, where in the Constitution does it say you have to ask about a citizenship with the census?
It's not fair that a state that has less illegal immigrants then gets less money because it's the federal government. It's all our tax dollars. As a Californian, it would benefit me. It's not fair to the rest of the country. That's my opinion.
John?
I don't think they should allow that question to be. And plus, don't we want our census to be real? I mean, if people are afraid to fill it out because of that question, then we're not going to get a real, amount of, you know, of statistics, no?
I don't think people are going to be afraid to answer a question.
Oh, I do.
You seriously think that people are going to go and just run around and, you know, deport everyone because they said, no, I'm not an immigrant?
Trump just hates California. But it's okay. We hate him back.
Yeah. Up next, we're going to be talking about Michael Jackson. So who doesn't love this song, right? You might not have liked the Jonas Brothers. Do you like Michael Jackson?
Yes, I do.
But should we be thinking differently about
all of his music in light of what happened this week. We're going to talk about that when we come back. The Beatles is really his jam, right?
Well, I like a lot of Beatles. I believe I can touch
the sky. For years, R. Kelly's career seemed to soar above most everyone else. Well, now new documentaries about him and Michael Jackson have some people pulling their songs all together and thinking differently about their music. So how does that affect how we actually hear their work? Can you separate the man and the music? That's the final question for our panel. Stuttering John Melendez, Jessica Levinson, Peter Van Voorhees. Peter, let's start with you.
It's one of those things, there's going to be too many bad people. I would say don't support them with your money, but beyond that, if you want to listen to a pirated stream on YouTube, I guess they're not getting any revenue off that.
Well, that sounds well,
only
illegal.
Time it's okay to pirate music, yeah. if they've done yeah. crimes.
I didn't know you were in favor of more laws and regulations. I like that.
only that one for free music. Hey, she got me.
Yeah!
She got me. Got me.
So I have to, you know, I have to think about this because I was a big Woody Allen fan. And I have to say it really has harmed my ability to appreciate, but in part because when you look at now his movies and his books with a fresh eye, it has kind of a creepy factor to it.
You know, I would never listen to R. Kelly even before this because I don't like R. Kelly, but the Michael Jackson, it's a shame because he has a lot of great songs, but I don't think I could hear the song Beat It ever again after hearing these allegations. And, you know, I guess Smooth Criminal was an autobiographical song of his own. You see, if you hear Michael Jackson now, it's like,
That artistic or was that sadistic? Yeah, Which one was it?
You know, I got to take my, you know, a second shower of the week, you know. Jeez.
Okay. Well, we look forward to you bathing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with all this happening, at least Janet Jackson's still good, right? We don't know of any problems with her. So we're going to end with Janet Jackson, who hopefully everybody can get behind. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Thanks to our panel. Thanks to the two Katies. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend. And as we go away, I think Peter's going to show off that dance move again that we just saw.
All right.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go, Peter.
That's a Republican, not a Democrat.
He's a sharp-dressed man right
Thank
there.
You. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. A little ZZ Top for you.
A little ZZ Top.
Thanks for watching.
So we briefly mentioned it in there, but we are trying something new where we are going to be doing special podcasts with our panelists to get them know them better, not just about the stories of the week, but sort of what they're about and their backstories. We get these amazing, super smart, super interesting people. We have these great conversations backstage, and we want to bring those to you in podcast form because I love, love, love podcasts, and we really want to invest in that a lot more going forward. So we're starting that out with Stuttering John Melendez. There is a podcast up now for him right here for The Issue Is, and we hope that you will listen to it. Let us know what you think. Subscribe, share it out, let your friends know about it. The more people that subscribe, the more that we can do this kind of thing. So we thank you for your support and hope you have a great week.